Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode.
Hello, welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today we're going to be talking about the film Sven Klang's Combo. My name's Nick Tomlin.
And my name's Simon Whiteside, and this is 251.
Last November, myself and Simon, we emerged from our little studio where we live for the rest of the year, and we went to the London Jazz Festival, where they were showing a film called Sven Klang's Combo, which was a 1976 Swedish drama film directed by Stellan Olsson, based on a 1974 play. And it's a really interesting film. Basically a jazz band, I suppose they're a kind of function band, really. They play jazz, but they tend to play at weddings and functions and things. Led by Sven Klang, the drummer, and the main plot really is that they employ this new saxophonist called Lars, who is a kind of jazz. He's a bebop player. He's into bebop. He's a jazz player, and he's much more serious about music really than the others. And it kind of sets up this tension within the band really, which I guess plays out in different ways. But it's an interesting film, and musically it's really, it's very accurate. I think all the actors are actually playing their instruments, and a lot of it is set in the rehearsal room, and you see them rehearsing, and it's very kind of authentic. Simon, would you agree in terms of the music?
I think what's good about it is it is relatable to the working jazz musician. That's certainly how I felt first. Mm. I watched it when it not long had been shown in the UK. I can't remember if it was on video or in the cinema, but yes, it's got a very kind of true feeling that we've all, certainly you and I have both been in the positions that band gets itself into.
Yeah, yeah.
I think also the other thing, I don't know if you've experienced this, Nick, but I've been in a band that's had several iterations, different players, and sometimes you get a player who lifts the whole thing, and but they might be a bit of a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
And it does that very well, that, you know, the Lars comes into the band and really changes it for the better.
Yeah, because he's musically by far the best player in the band.
Absolutely, and there's a kind of very keen to learn pianist, isn't there, in the band?
Yeah, it's interesting how they react to him, because some of them react quite sort of. I mean, they all appreciate his musicality, but especially for Sven, I think he's a challenge really to him, you know, and the way he's running the band and the way he's treating the other musicians as well, I think.
Well, I think it does do the band leader thing very well. And also there's that kind of love triangle problem, the singer in the band who is, I think originally she's Sven's girlfriend, but ends up having Lars's baby. Mm. I may be misremembering, it was November. But it's, I think overall it's a very, it has a good realistic feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think just the fact that the main character, or one of the, you know, this Lars guy who comes in, he's a really good saxophonist. It's not like he's an actor sort of trying to play the saxophone. He is a really good player, and I think it makes such a difference when you have somebody. I mean, we talked in a different episode about the Bird film, and you know, that was one of the things, is, you know, you can't really get away from the fact that it's Forest Whitaker pretending to play the alto, whereas in this he's actually playing the alto, and it makes a huge difference to the sort of authenticity of it.
Well, I mean, that's also true. I mean, I think if we think about the films we have covered already, so you get Dexter Gordon, who obviously isn't bad, playing saxophone.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought actually Denzel Washington did a pretty good impersonation of a trumpet player. I'm sure trumpet players will say, well, that fingering's all wrong. You wouldn't be playing that note with that valve down. But he kind of did the... Maybe it's easier with slightly to...
To fake trumpet, yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, I don't play the saxophone either, but I can tell that Forest Whitaker's not playing the saxophone in Bird.
Yeah, sure.
And I can tell that Lars is in the character, Lars is in Sven Klang. Anyway, I'd highly recommend seeking it out if you can. I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was one of my top five jazz films for sure, I would say.
Well, there probably are only six. So here we go. 251, I'm Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
My name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.